At first, it seems like it's cruel and unchristian or ungodlike for us not to share. But if we truly put it in our modern world, there are people who are so busy with themselves, or they spend their life with everything else, sport, life, work, anything and everything else, that they have no energy left for God. They spend themselves with everything, that they have no oil, no substance to rest in God. So therefore, how can we be vigilant and wait for God in prayer if we spend ourselves with everything and anything? It's important for us to remember who nourished us and where we get our life from, and how we need to make time, the effort, the energy, so that God can have His time with us, so that we can waste time in waiting for God and loving Him. This is what's important. And also, St. Paul reminds us through today that even the foolishness of God is wiser than anything that we could imagine, anything that we can comprehend, anything that we, with our feeble mind, could come to grasp. And this is exactly what happened to the life of St. Augustine himself. He spent his whole life trying to seek wisdom, trying to seek truth. He spent his whole life trying to seek the things of this world in order to find what would make him wholesome and would fill his life with wisdom, with understanding, with even with sexuality. He spent over more than 10 years living with his concubine, and he lived away from that faith for so long. And yet, what beautiful about all of this is that when Augustine was lost, in his own confession, in his own words, he was never lost to God. God actively pursued him. God actively seek him out. God was always there for him, even when he didn't recognize God. In the confession of St. Augustine, it speaks of God enduring love for us, continually seeking us out, loving us, calling us back, even when we don't recognize him. And for Augustine, who have strayed away from God for so long, when he returned back to God, he said, "You shouted, you knocked, and you break through the barrier of my own ignorance, my own wall, so that I, even though did not know myself, was never far away from you. I am always in your love." How beautiful is that? That even when we don't recognize the presence of God, when we're far away from Him, He's always close to us. Perhaps through the intercession of St. Augustine, may we recognize that God had created our heart for Him. And our heart will always remain restless until it rests in Him. Augustine knows that. He knows that with his own life and in his own prayer. And we too can see that with the people around us. As Americans, we talk much about God, but we have not let our lives be filled with Him. May we not burn all of our energy and effort elsewhere, but we need to make sure that we have enough oil to continue to be vigilant, keep wake with Him, just so that we can spend that time. And when we have recognized that we have strayed away, may we return back to Him, and to know that God is always with us.